With the worldwide focus on coronavirus, you might have missed what the Department of Justice did this week. The DOJ dropped charges against two Russian firms accused of funding efforts to interfere in the 2016 election. The charges against Concord Management and Concord Consulting go back 2 years. They came out of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. Now, a trial was set to begin in just a couple of weeks, though it's likely the coronavirus pandemic would have delayed it. But now, prosecutors have dropped their plans for the trial entirely. They're citing several very interesting reasons for this apparently abrupt decision. Max Kuttner is a frequent guest on The Takeaway. He follows all things DOJ in Russia and beyond. Max, so great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Max, what are these companies and what are they actually accused of doing?
So Concord Management and Consulting and Concord Catering, these are companies that are run by a person known as Putin's chef. This is a Russian oligarch. And these companies are accused of funding the Russian interference operation that we've been hearing so much about for the past couple of years. This was allegedly run by what was called the Internet Research Agency. And this was hundreds of employees allegedly posing as Americans, creating social media accounts, creating ads, all to sow discord in the 2016 election. These Concord companies are the ones that were funding this effort, allegedly.
So they were footing the bill for all of this. Now, how had the case been shaping up to this point, and how did it differ from cases that resulted from Mueller's investigation?
So the main difference, Duarte, is that most of the Russians that were indicted in this case did not appear. They didn't have representation. They stayed out of it. So these charges come from February 2018. Mueller announced the indictment against 13 Russian individuals and three Russian companies. It was these Concord companies that participated in the process. The rest of the Russians did not. And because they participated and there was some back and forth, there was this opportunity for the charges now to be dismissed and for this issue to arise to begin with.
So it seems like a valid case, and yet the DOJ is dropping everything. What specifically did they say and cite for this apparently abrupt decision?
The reason they gave was that the national security concerns outweighed the potential for moving forward, the potential benefit for moving forward, especially since little can be done in the U.S. to really punish the Russians adequately.
National security? Why? Make that link for me. How is national security at play here?
So according to these prosecutors, documents that they had turned over as part of the case, as part of discovery, were then being used by the Russians in disinformation efforts. So the Russians were actually seeking material through the legitimate court system, the U.S. court system, and then using it against the Americans. And it was to such an extent that the Americans basically said, it's not worth it anymore. Now, given the atmosphere we're in right now with the Justice Department, some people are skeptical about this reason.
So what types of information are we talking about that prosecutors were worried about Concord getting its hands on?
They're talking about government procedures, government tools, and what's known in the national security world as sources and methods. So they were really trying to figure out, they wanted to get as much information about the U.S. process and the U.S. national security process as they could and use it in their own disinformation campaigns. And so the prosecutors believed this risk of exposure, which might have even, had it continued, might have even involved previously classified information, they decided that risk of exposure was just too high and was not worth continuing this prosecution. That's according to the DOJ.
So even if the DOJ had won the case, the country would have lost because this information would have been continued to be used against the U.S.
That's what the prosecutors believe, and there probably would not have been very much punishment available. It wouldn't be like we've seen in the other Mueller cases where, because they were in almost all cases American citizens, they were then able to either sentence them to prison or come up with other agreements with them.
So what's happening in Washington? What are lawmakers in the White House saying about this?
So it's really interesting seeing how the anti-Trump crowd and the anti-Mueller crowd are shaping the same narrative that happened. So obviously this comes as there has been what some believe is a dismantling of Mueller's work at the Justice Department. So Attorney General Bill Barr has launched probes into the origins of the Russia investigation. President Trump just a few days ago said he was considering a pardon for Michael Flynn. The senior leadership at the Justice Department recommended a softer sentencing recommendation for Roger Stone to the point where the prosecutors in that case actually withdrew. So there have been a number of these things. And so the anti-Trump crowd, as I've seen on Twitter, both in Congress and among the general public, when they see that the Justice Department is dropping these Russian charges, they see this as part of that effort to dismantle the work of Robert Mueller. And Representative Adam Schiff is one of those people. He said in a statement that this raises the question of, quote, what is really motivating this change of course. On the other hand, Duarte, the anti-Mueller crowd has seen this as a victory against what they believe is the deep state and what they believe is charges that never should have happened to begin with. So Victoria Tensing, she's a lawyer who at one point was going to join Trump's legal team. She said that she tweeted, corrupt special counsel Mueller lawyers had to dismiss bogus case against Concord. Reason for dismissal, not enough sufficient evidence, which doesn't even really seem accurate to me. And then Michael Flynn's lawyer tweeted something also. She actually tweeted, congratulations to Concord lawyers who knew how to defend. So really interesting to see how both sides are taking the same narrative of what happened.
So how could this affect efforts to protect the 2020 election?
This is going to come up again and again. This is only, in my opinion, going to help President Trump. He already has this narrative of, you know, the Democrats came at me with these Russia investigations. Mueller came at me with this Russia investigation to relitigate 2016, and I was exonerated. And this is yet another example of how the charges were bogus. So Trump, I believe, on the campaign trail is going to echo what we heard from those two lawyers who I just mentioned.
Max Kuttner is a journalist who covers the Justice Department and much more. Max, always good to have you.
Thanks for having me.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.